The Burt Show.
Gut doesn't lie. Their gut just doesn't lie. And Natalie thinks there's something going on with my husband here. He is just on his phone way too much. And then she gave us some details yesterday, Kristen. Kristen wasn't here yesterday and it's not feeling great today. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome for spreading my germs.
We are banged up, man. Cassie's out today. Kristen here is like coughing up a lung every 6 minutes.
Yeah, at least I've learned to cover my mouth. So just make sure you guys use the hand sanitizer. Hand sani quite a bit today.
So Natalie hits us yesterday, and she'll tell you here that she found an Instagram that she didn't even know that her husband had, and it seems shady right from the start. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for talking to me.
Sure. I mean, I think we determined yesterday just from your email that whatever we find here, there's already shadiness going on. It's just the depth of shadiness, I think, that we're going in on, you know?
Yeah, I really hope it's level, like, one instead of, like, level 19, which is what I think.
Well, a Finsta is a pretty big red flag.
Yeah, let's go through this whole thing. So, he's on his phone all the time, and that gave you the indication that, something's just not right. And then go ahead and tell us exactly what you found already.
Yeah, so, like I said in my email, like, my husband and I have been married for 9 years. We got married when we were 21 because I was pregnant. I'm 30 now. And so is he, but we've like been making it work and I'm really proud of us. And so it's like been a road, you know, like being married is like never easy, but like lately I've noticed a change, which is that he's like been more addicted to his phone. And it's kind of different because he doesn't have a work email. Like he works with his hands. He's like, you know, like out in the field a lot, basically. And so like he's an electrician. So he's like, you know, out a lot. And like, so when he's home now, he's like texting and scrolling all the time. And like, he's never been big on social media, but it's like, it's the behavior that like, you know, I'm doing on my phone when I'm on Instagram. So like, you know, pot, kettle black, whatever. But like, I don't know, like, I recently found out that he has an Instagram, and from the photos, like, the dates, he's had it for over a year, and I don't know anything about it.
Oh,
and, like, I look
okay.
at the followers, and, like, I don't know any of them. They're, like, I don't, like, they're people, they're not bots, but, like, I don't know them. And there aren't that many. And then, like, who he follows, like, he just follows, like, celebrities and, like, hot girls. So it's just kind of, I'm like, what is he doing on there? And like, is he chatting? Like, what is going on? So, yeah.
So he doesn't have a Finsta. Yeah. He just had a Instagram you were like unaware of.
Yeah, he just like has a straight up Instagram, which like, I guess on the surface, I'm like, he can have whatever social media accounts he wants. But it's not like it's like following me or like following our neighbors or like my mom or like his best friend. You know, it's like all people that I'm like, who is this?
All right, ready?
Like,
PSA for everybody out there who's in a relationship. If you did not have an Instagram prior to the relationship and you create one during the relationship, the first person you should follow is your significant other.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's probably smart.
Yeah. Follow your wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would tag him in photos. Like I post photos of him. It's like, yeah, babe. Like I don't know. It's just, it's weird. It feels weird.
Yeah. You can follow her and then you can hide all of her posts and stories. So she doesn't know that you're not looking. But be smart
cool.
about it.
Tech savvy.
Okay, Natalie. So we had a couple of red flags there yesterday. Like Kristen just mentioned, he's got an Insta. You don't know about it. He's got an Insta. He doesn't follow you or any friends. And he's got a whole bunch of models and stuff on there. And it just seems like randomness. And he's on the phone all the time. So you asked us to try to tempt him last night on Instagram. And who's going to take it from here?
I got it. So Kristen's friends sent him a DM on Wednesday evening. She said, hi there, ... No response. Then she said, I came across your feed and liked what I saw, ... No response. Then she said again, I wanted to introduce myself. And then she sent a hot pic. I'm blank. And then she got no response, and then she was blocked.
Ooh.
She was out of there.
He's rude.
Okay.
Man, this guy, you are married to a very rude man.
He's rude but loyal.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. It's such a relief. But like I do feel better. I was like really scared of the opposite. Like as you were talking, I was like, oh no. But I still feel like what's going on. Like I guess I thought I would be more relieved, but I still feel a little bit.
Well, do the mature thing. Since he's not following you, slide into his DMs and be like, hey, this is your wife. Why aren't you following her?
there's the mature answer. Yeah. I don't have any answers here.
I don't either.
Clearly, he is not on it to have a back and forth or flirt with anybody. But the fact that he does have one you don't know about, he doesn't follow you, and he is following a... I mean, he's getting his kicks on one way or the other here.
Yeah, maybe he's fiercely loyal to some other chick that he's DMing, and he's like, no.
Why would you do that? We were out of there.
Why would you do that?
Yo, I've seen some stuff. I can't let her go thinking she's okay.
Ask him about it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just send his DMs and be like, hey, cutie. Maybe I'll like play it off and see what happens.
I would love to hear how he responds to that. Yes, please do and report back, okay?
If he blocks you,
I'm about to say he might block you.
Big issues, baby.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.